This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 19th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead. Cover on that. I think does that not say it all? So much news to cover. I mean, it is getting crazier by the day. I was having a brief conversation with Kim before going on the air, and we're going to stick to the same format. I'm going to jam as much news and information through the first hour, then we're going to take phone calls, hopefully the entire second hour. Got a ton of email off of last week's broadcast. 99.9% of the audience got the One American News video. A lot of people asked for that. I got email about that all the way up to probably Tuesday or Wednesday. And, you know, the information that was in that was in stark contrast, obviously, to what you see the narrative in the news media. And, you know, the point to that story was the fact that the story is always changing from one extreme to the other, and this was the other extreme. You remember us talking about how one day you can never get the virus, the second time, the next day you can, the next day your dog can get it, the next day the money could be infected, how it continually has changed, and of course we're still witnessing that to this very day right now, where they are intentionally, obviously, using the COVID-19 to try to create hysteria and put in place this tyranny that we're seeing. And, you know, it's really kind of refreshing. I'm not a Glenn Beck fan, trust me. I used to say, I'll change my views for a check, Glenn Beck, if you remember back that far. But even he is doing a series, he's already done it, but on the coming civil war. So I just think that's really, it's really interesting. It's mainstream. The things that we say or said here and callers have said for years, is now, you know, is crossing lips of like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, they have to. We've got a lot to cover. But I wanted to make mention of this before I forget about it. We've got a city here in North Carolina, Asheville. It's where the Biltmore House is. And it's probably the most cucked out liberal city. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to Top Charlotte. There's a bunch, but I mean, this is a super cucked out liberal bastion, Asheville, North Carolina. Well, yesterday on, and the police have been retiring in droves and just quitting. I can't remember the percentage. I think it's about something like 15 to 20% of the police department's already resigned. They're voting next week on defunding the police. I don't know if they're going to totally dismantle it or if it's just, you know, a big budget cut. I'm not sure. But anyway, yesterday on Fox News, this was on the radio. You know how they have the top of the hour news on various stations. And they said that today, Black Lives Matter is going to, is planning, has announced actually, is how they worded this, that today in Asheville, which, you know, you can pronounce that a couple of different ways. Either way is right. It's probably going to be Asheville here soon. But anyway, the Black Lives Matter has announced that they're going to be downtown harassing the businesses. So, I mean, it's okay. Black Lives Matter now is to the point that they can telegraph. They can say, hey, we're going to be down there ruining your businesses, even though the cucked out city is doing exactly what they want them to do. It's not enough. And you know why it's not enough? Because it'll never be enough. No matter what is done, it'll never be enough. You know, they're starting to bandy around, and I've got the story. We're going to get to it. Even some of these mainstream talking heads are bandying around the term color revolution here in the United States. So it's going to be, I heard Don Black several times this past week saying it's going to be a party. You better get ready. And also, I've got a clip I'm going to be playing of Don Black yesterday. It's very short, but I thought it was really an amazing quote that he got into. So that's going to be coming up. We're also going to be playing the FBI Director Ray and some comments that he said. That's just... Well, it's not going to be a surprise to this audience. It's no surprise to me because we've been talking about, we've had several great callers that has also weighed in on this, how the federal government of the United States, they're going to pay a lot of useless lip service to actually, you know, coming out and calling Antifa a domestic terrorist organization, even though at length last week I went through the fact that they check every single box. So we'll get into that. But the first story I wanted to cover. Now, there is a website, censored.news. Man, it's about all right there. Okay, it's about the best website that's got all. You might not like every website that they cover, but they cover it all better than anybody else. You can go to censored.news and you can get a plethora of information. But this story was on there, and they carry, you know, all kinds of different. They carry natural news, InfoWars, Big League Politics. You know, and on. So, but this is a bigleaguepolitics.com story. Now, listen to this. This story tells you exactly where we're at. Now, you guys know where we're at. And I talked to a gentleman yesterday that I've known for probably 30 years. He's never really had much of an opinion on much of anything. He's got them now, brother. He's got them now. And so all of this is happening. I totally agree with what Ken was saying earlier. All of this is happening. I believe this is working into our advantage. I mean, I really don't care how bad it gets. I really don't. If it wakes up the masses and we're able to do something about this ridiculous, absurd situation and this tyranny in which we live in, which is there's no it's a pipe dream to think that we're going to come out of this if the left has their way with some sort of utopia, and all of you guys know that. But listen to this. This one pretty much encompasses where we're at today. Milwaukee man who was defending his home from a leftist mob is arrested. A Milwaukee man was arrested on September 14, 2020 for simply making an attempt to defend his home from a leftist mob. At first, agitators launched a demonstration at a neighbor's home claiming that he was a racist. The Turner Diaries continue to come true. When the man eventually drew out his gun for fear of his life, the police were immediately called, and the man would later be arrested. A crowd gathered around the man's house and laid out a Black Lives Matter banner on the streets with a Black Lives Matter fist cutout also present. In addition, an American flag was seen hanging close to the man's front door. The man allegedly racist behavior was drawn from a 15-second video that children shot and posted to Facebook. So, you know, just think about this now. Any reason whatsoever that you can be demonized as a racist in 2020 America, this is justification for people to come block the streets, which, you know, should be some sort of misdemeanor, disturb the peace, that's at least a misdemeanor. But who went to jail? Let's read on. Before the police arrived, the gathering in front of the man's house had a party feel to it with loud music and children and adults dancing in the street. A good portion of the people outside took out their cell phones and started recording the man's home. The confrontation became heated when the activists directly called out the man. The agitators then shined lights through the man's home, which had an American flag hanging next to the front door and a "All Aboard the Trump Train" sign. After the activists turned off the music, they started yelling on a megaphone, "Hey Pete." As the agitators yelled, the man can be seen inside the home holding his gun. When it became clear that the man was ready to defend himself and his house, the group of agitators called the cops on the homeowner. The activists continued the party after the man was taken away. This event was organized on Facebook by Vaughn L. Mays, a local activist who was recently arrested on burglary charges. His charges were then dropped by the Milwaukee County District Attorney, John T. Chisholm, a Democrat. Mays planned the gathering in front of his neighbor's house and was able to collect donations to organize the disturbance. Vivek Saxena of BizPak Review pointed out that Mays is also currently facing federal charges for allegedly plotting to firebomb a Milwaukee police station after the Sherman Park unrest in 2020. In present-day America, the right to self-defense is becoming less respected by the day. Even worse, radical left-wing mobs receive protection from the state and are allowed to wreak havoc. But when decent Americans attempt to stand up for themselves, they now are pulverized. This is anarcho-tyranny at its work. I'm not sure. I've never seen that word before if I pronounced that correct. So here it is. This is BigLeaguePolitics.com. You can go there and check it out for yourself or go to censored.news. I'm sorry, censored.news. Also, revolver.news is really leading. I don't even look at Drudge Report anymore. Something's happened there. It wasn't that great to start with, but whatever. So I just wanted to get that in. But this is common now. This is the I hate the term the new normal, but this is going to be the new normal until the American people have had enough and we take up arms. But I know I get the emails from you guys that don't like the discussion of the fact that we're not going to vote our way out of this. I'm not going to apologize for that because I think at this point, and next hour, if you want to disagree, feel free. You can lay your argument out. I really try to have a free speech platform. The other thing about, I'm not going to do too much criticizing the audience, but guys, I don't try to arbitrate the caller hour. What I mean is sometimes people say things I disagree with, but I want them to be able to speak. I don't feel like I have to debate. Now, if people call in and say stuff that's absurd, like China owns Hollywood or something, yeah, I'm going to take issue with that, but for the most part, I just let people have their say, and, you know, the callers work it all out. So I think that's healthy, for the love of Christ. We need that in America, because other than a few people that have successfully done it, like Jeremy, who's got into the Rush Limbaugh show, I've really tried, and maybe everybody should do this. Rush Limbaugh's out a lot, and he's got these guest hosts who I would think it would maybe be a little easier. Maybe it's not. I've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. I would think maybe it'd be a little easier. There would be less callers. Maybe you could get in. I've not had any success, but maybe if we all work at that, we get some truth on there. I find it's really interesting when you can get some truth out on a platform like that. Now, this week, director of the FBI appearing before Congress on Thursday promoted Antifa propaganda. Christopher Wray cited the continually disproved claims spread by both Antifa itself and by the media that Antifa is not an organization, but an ideology. How about that? Ken, let's play audio number one, please.
When we hear officials say Antifa is the biggest threat on the left Are they being correct?
Well, we don't really think of threats in terms of left and right at the FBI. We're focused on the violence, not the ideology. Our domestic violent extremists include everything from racially motivated violent extremists, which we've talked about here in this committee before, I think when I testified last year, for example, all the way to anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists. And that includes people ranging from anarchist violent extremists, people who subscribe to Antifa or other ideologies, as well as militia types and those kinds of.
Right. Well, I think what I'm trying to reflect on is we hear from time to time that this organization by name, we need to investigate. The secretary, designee, if he was here, he would get asked this question, but he's not. He asked for an investigation of Antifa because they were the greatest threat to the homeland. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that it's really not organizations so much as it is ideology. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that's what I heard.
I appreciate that. We look at Antifa as more of an ideology or a movement than an organization. To be clear, we do have quite a number of properly predicated domestic terrorism investigations into violent anarchist extremists, any number of whom self-identify with the Antifa movement. And that's part of this broader group of domestic violent extremists that I'm talking about. But it's just one part of it. We also have the racially motivated violent extremists, the militia types, and others.
All right, how about that? How about that? They're not an organization. They're not organized. They're an ideology. They're a movement. But we're really concerned about those militia types and those ones that are racially motivated. You know, as I've done on this broadcast for, probably since Charlottesville is when it really picked up. But it's not last year or 2 years ago. It's about every 2 or 3 months. You guys have heard it. That they're having another hearing in Washington, in Congress, about white supremacists and the big, you know, I did the story, I don't know what it was, 3 or 4 weeks ago, where it was the most dangerous in all of the United States of all the different groups. It was the white supremacists who are not burning down Portland, who are not burning down Kenosha, you know, but here. And it goes back to what we said last week, and I think Paul from New Jersey was commenting on this last week. It goes back to, obviously, the FBI, whether you know people want to believe it or not, it's totally up to you, is covering up for Antifa, and that was, who was that? That was Benny Thompson, a representative from Mississippi, that teed up the question for Ray. We hear from time to time that this organization by name we need to investigate. If I'm hearing you correctly, it's not an organization really, but an ideology. So, I mean, you just see where every time it comes around and the Daily Stormer ran this story. This is literally, and I'm reading from the story, this is literally pure talking points. They've been using these talking points since all the way back in 2015 when Antifa first began organized attacks on right-wing events for the purpose of silencing the ability for right-wingers to organize and exercise their First Amendment rights. And actually, those of you, there will be some in this audience that knows this, Father Francis, who I've interviewed a couple of times here on this broadcast. I think it was 2009, and if my memory serves, I believe he was in Chicago, but don't hold me to that. But he was trying to attend some sort of a meeting in a restaurant, and Antifa came in with hammers and busted the place up, and he ended up on charges because he had a gun locked in his vehicle. He wasn't aware of the ridiculous, absurd gun laws, perhaps, in these cucked out cities like Chicago. All right, coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and back in moments. Mm-hmm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Won't it be interesting to see who will get more funerals? Ruth Bader Ginsburg or George Floyd? You know, I mean, I wonder how this will be lasting for days. I mean, NBC Nightly News was late last night. It wasn't at 6:30, which is normal time, because of golf. I guess they're still able to play golf. But anyway, so they broke into the news with a breaking news special report, and they already had the I guess they made this in advance. They knew she wasn't going to live forever. I mean, you know, if you put a witch's hat on her when she has that had on those black robes for being a Supreme Court justice, she would look straight out like that witch on The Wizard of Oz. Remember that? I mean, if she had that broom with that hat in those robes, it would be just like the wicked witch in The Wizard of Oz, would it not? And isn't it so ridiculous? There's so many things in the government of the United States that's totally freaking ridiculous. And one of them is that a Supreme Court justice term is for life. I think that is the dumbest thing. 87 years old, and she's sitting on the Supreme Court. I don't know every ruling that she ever made, but by far the majority of everything she voted for was anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-morality, and look at the term of several of these Supreme Court justices, and then take a good old look at the last, what have you, several decades of what's transpired and where we're at in this in this country. And if you want to really get an idea, if you need a window of insight to prove that, do you want me to prove that? Here, I'll prove it to you. Aria DeMezzo, a transgender satanic anarchist, has won the GOP nomination for sheriff in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And I know this has been around, probably this whole audience knows this, but isn't that a real window of insight into where we're at today in this country? Because we are a long, long way from Leave It to Beaver. Incredibly, Republican voters, where she was elected, paid so little attention to the unopposed candidate that they voted for her in spite of her F the Police slogan, a slogan that sounds more like something you'd hear at a Joe Biden Kamala Harris rally. Isn't that the truth? This is needtoknow.news. 100% fed up. I can't imagine they're happy about this. Ario DeMezzo, it's D-I-M-E-Z-Z-O, told inside sources when asked about the reaction from the Republicans. And if this story is new to you, Google it, look it up, whatever. You got to see a picture. This guy has got long hair, several different colors, is an open, devout, satanic anarchist. And this is the sheriff of Cheshire County, New Hampshire. She won despite the fact that she received no support from the county or the state GOP. Daily Mail reports DeMezzo will have an even more formidable task as she will face off against a four-term incumbent, the Democrat Eli Rivera. The head of the Cheshire County Republican Party, Marilyn Huston, misgendered DeMezzo by referring to her as he when she offered congratulations. He did very well with the primary. And that's wonderful. Wow. I mean, to jail for making that horrific mistake, I'm sure. DeMezzo is a member of a group of libertarian activists known as the Free King Group. In a Friday blog post on Law Officer, DeMezzo clears opposition to a system that allowed thousands of people to walk into voting booth and vote despite knowing absolutely nothing about the person they were nominating to the most powerful law enforcement position in the county. So chances are, obviously, from reading this story, he will lose in the main election. But, I mean, this right here is what we get when you put people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. And, you know, there's a whole litany of people we could point this same finger at. But, I mean, look how far we have failed. You know, I've said it again. Once the Supreme Court ruled on homosexual marriage, they immediately marched out transgenderism. And that's why you've got the Drag Queen Story Hour and all this super filth. They're working hard. California is leading the way to legitimize pedophilia. Everybody's heard the story about Cuties on Netflix, which is just horrific. And, of course, we talked, 6 weeks ago, I can't tell, about the video WAP, which was the number one video and song, supposedly, in this country, which speaks volumes of how successful these cultural Marxists have been at making a society of just complete degenerates, obviously. So this is where they've taken us, and now that they're marching through pedophilia, I know people think, ah, oh, you're nuts, it'll never be like that. All that will be left will be bestiality. And to those of you that don't believe that that's true, you're probably the same ones that were saying the Supreme Court would not pass gay marriage is law of the land. North Carolina had amended its constitution to say that marriage was between a man and a woman. I knew the Supreme Court would rule that way, and it's so easy to tell because you know how Ruth Bader Ginsburg was going to vote and several others on the Supreme Court. So some of this is absolutely predictable. We're coming up on the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
In the studio, for those about to rock, we salute you. I got an email today, and it's with regards to Facebook. Today would be Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman's birthday. He passed away several years ago. He was part of the Star Wars program under Reagan, and he actually drove here in a motorhome, and we put on an event locally. And he spoke, he gave a speech like he was president or running for president. I'm not sure. It was a really good speech. And we had another gentleman that dressed up as Smedley Butler and gave a speech about war as a racket. And Cindy Sheehan was here. And we actually were able to get him interviewed on a local radio station. And Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, who was a fighter pilot, flew several sorties in the first Iraq War, was an extreme 9/11 truther. And I just thought that was worth a mention because, you know, there's so many people like that that's now passed, and they rarely get an honorable mention. And as incredible as it sounds, he ended up in the hospital while he was here. His motorhome was at my previous co-host Brian's house, and we ended up taking care of him in the hospital there for a while. His health was not good, and he passed away. I'm not exactly sure, maybe about a year and a half later, but we should all think back to some of the great 9/11 truthers, and he fought the good fight. It sparked controversy having Cindy Sheehan in a local radio station. People came out to protest because she opposed the war, but anyway, there's your trip down memory lane. Now, I mentioned the website Revolver.News. They ran a story this week. I want to read a little bit of this because this is pretty interesting stuff, and we get to see who the culprits are. Like on Scooby-Doo, you know, at the end when they pulled the mask off of the villain. In a report on Never Trump State Department official George Kent, Revolver News first drew attention to the ominous similarities between the strategies and tactics the United States government employs in so-called color revolutions and coordinates efforts of government bureaucrats, NGOs, and the media to oust President Trump. Our recent follow-up to this initial report focused specifically on a shadowy George Soros-linked group called the Transition Integrity Project, which convened war game exercises suggesting the likelihood of a contested election scenario and of ensuing chaos should President Trump refuse to leave office. We further showed how these contested election scenarios we're hearing so much about play perfectly into the color revolution framework sketched out Revolver News' first installment in the color revolution series. Now, I'm not going to read a whole bunch of this. You might want to go there and check it out for yourself. It's pretty interesting. The third installment of Revolver News series, exposing the color revolution, will focus on quiet and indeed mostly overlooked participants in the Transition Integrity Project's biased election war games exercises. A man by the name of, wait for it, Norm Eason. As the man who implemented the David Brock blueprint for suing the president into paralysis and his allies into bankruptcy, who helped mainstream and amplify the Russian hoax, who drafted 10 articles of impeachment for the Democrats a full month before President Trump ever called the Ukraine president in 2018, who personally served as special counsel litigating the Ukraine impeachment, who created a template for the internet censorship of world leaders and a handful of mass mobilizing racial justice protesters to overturn Democratic election results, there is perhaps no man alive with more of a decorated resume for plots against President Trump. Indeed, the story of Norm Eason, a key architect of nearly every attempt to delegitimize, impeach, censor, sue, and remove the democratically elected 45th president, is a tale that winds through nearly every facet of the color revolution playbook. There is no pure embodiment of Revolver's thesis that the very same regime change professionals who run color revolutions on behalf of the U.S. government in order to undermine or overthrow alleged authoritarian governments overseas are running the very same playbook to overturn the Trump 2016 victory and to preempt a repeat in 2020. To put it simply, what you see is not just the same color revolution playbook run against Trump, but the same people using it against Trump who have employed it in a professional capacity against targets overseas. The same people with the same playbook. In Norm Eason's case, the same people, same playbook. Refrain takes an arrestingly literal turn when one realizes that Norm Eason wrote a classic color revolution regime change manual and conveniently titled it The Playbook. So, you know, a color revolution in this context refers to a specific type of coordinated attack that the United States government has been known to deploy against foreign regimes, particularly in Eastern Europe. Rather than using a direct military intervention to effect regime change, color revolution attacks a foreign regime by contesting its electoral legitimacy, organizing mass protests and acts of civil disobedience, and leveraging media contacts to ensure favorable coverage to their agenda in the Western press. I thought that was really interesting because, you know, as this audience knows, and we've covered it ad nauseum. But the mainstream media trying to tell the American people that these are peaceful protests, when you know the background's the city burning to the ground. And as I've said before, isn't it interesting? They never go back and talk about the monetary damage. You don't see Lester Holt interviewing these white business owners that their businesses has been burned down and they're ruined, which, you know, is all over the country. No, the mainstream media all got the memo that they were to frame this in this manner. And if you want to talk about getting the memo, now we were talking there about, you know, Norm Eason's case. And, you know, isn't it interesting when we talk about these color revolutions, we talk about who's actually behind so much of this mass protest, the funding of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which the government of the United States refuses to investigate. You know, we talk about Norm Eason, Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Jerry Nadler, Blumenthal, Dershowitz, Epstein, Chuck Todd, Vindman, Zuckerberg, Wolf Blitzer, Zucker at CNN, George Soros. I mean, on and on and on. Can all of this be a coincidence? It's just amazing. So they've all got the memo, right? Well, this past week on Fox News, which I know a lot of people think they're getting the news from Fox News, and it's really like watching wrestling. You know, you've got the good guy and the bad guy. They frame it that way. I'm not much of a fan of Fox News, although I will say I think Tucker Carlson puts out some really good information that nobody else puts out. And if bumbling Biden was to get elected, I think you'd see the end of Tucker Carlson's show pretty soon. But this past week on Fox News, Newt Gingrich was silenced for bringing up the fact. They actually had 14 seconds of dead air because the producer cut the show because he started talking about George Soros was funding a lot of these funded these prosecutors and helped them get elected that are turning the criminals out. And, you know, went along with this Nobel and all this other stuff. So on Fox News, if you dare to mention anything like that, then, of course, that has to be censored as well. So the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, on Fox News, this should tell us where we're at, they cut the audio feed to everybody for 14 seconds, which in radio or TV seems like a really long time, while they tried to regather, and they were telling Newt, you know, we got to move on. We got to move on. So you're not even allowed in this country who you know, touts itself all the time about First Amendment and freedom of the press and freedom of speech and blah, 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 which we all know is such BS with the massive censorship that we've seen go on. But you can't even discuss the fact that, and you know, George Soros is a criminal, considered a criminal in several different countries, but here we're not, we have a press that will not even speak of. We can't even get to the root. We're not allowed to discuss the root of the problem. Tucker Carlson's a perfect example of that. You know, he kind of gets close to some of the truths, but he can never go the distance because he knows he would be completely shut down. Now, I said I wanted to get this in. This is an incredible quote, and I wanted to. I was not aware. I'm a George Orwell fan. I've got the book 1984. I've got the movie. But Don Black read a quote yesterday of George Orwell that I was not aware of. And boy, if I tell you what, if he didn't predict the future, I don't know what. Let's play audio. Yeah, is that five? No, that's not five. Which one is it? Oh, it's two. Yes, it's two. Audio two. Sorry.
There's no such thing as race except when there is. And so this is a 1984 pernicious, you know, that we quote the 19, George Orwell said, but every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture has been repainted, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day to day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. That's exactly what we have today, moving in that direction. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Street names renamed, cities all over, Kansas City, the story about Kansas City renaming street names, not just the more prominent names, Jefferson, Washington, Lee, all of that, but kind of obscure people. Some housing developer discriminated against black people 100 years ago or whenever he had a street name named after him. So that's being renamed. Probably George Floyd and Obama and Martin Luther King will be prominent in the renaming. Got to have more Martin Luther King boulevards and streets and such. And so cities all over are doing this. That Orwell quote is exactly what's happening. And of course, the mainstream media, run by the usual suspects, is right in line with all of that, in lockstep.
I have a question. Right,
you can cut that there. How about that? I was unaware of that George Orwell quote, but I mean, we're seeing that come to fruition and have been seeing it now in slow motion for the last several years, but you know, it's really picked up the pace. And this is RT.com story. Colston statue topplers let off with caution and given chance to explain actions to history commission. Now here in North Carolina, I believe it was the Silent Sam, but don't hold me to it. There's been so many toppled and so little done about it. They actually, one of the black activists that tore down the statue, they gave a free college tuition to. So you're rewarded for vandalism, destruction of public property or private property, whatever the case may be. Some of these statues belong to the Daughters of the Confederacy. And in the neighboring county for which I live, there was an extremely beautiful statue of an angel. And she was protecting a Confederate soldier who really looked like a farm boy with a musket, kind of. A big, beautiful statue. It was right in the center, pretty much, of Salisbury, North Carolina. And the city council, super bunch of cucks, voted unanimously to remove that. And so then, of course, they didn't tell anyone when they were going to do it, and they came and removed it in the middle of the night. So here, not only do we witness where, you know, if you open your business, you'll be arrested, but if somebody comes and loots it, well, they won't do anything about that. I had another gentleman tell me, and this yet again was someone that was not political, you know, not the type to listen to RBN, really not even the type probably to listen to any kind of political talk shows like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or that kind of thing, was telling me the other day that, you know, you can go throw bricks through a business, and that's okay, but, you know, you would be arrested for opening your barbershop, you know? And so people are getting it. I mean, this is so in your face until the normies have been jerked up by the scruff of the neck. And I'm going to tell you what, I know some of you people, you know, you email me and you totally disagree, and I get that and I respect that. But this is what's got to happen. I want it to go one way or the other. I don't want my children and my grandchildren growing up in this cesspool of a country. I hate to say that. I'm not into putting up the American flag. I'm not into any of that patriotism. Not when I'm living in a country that condones homosexual marriage, condones looting and rioting. You can put the blame wherever you want to. I put it on Barr. I put some of it on Trump. This could be handled differently. Maybe Trump is, you know, it's anybody's guess. I mean, my trust level is a little weak, but he also can see that this is probably playing well into his hands for the election, but we're already, I mean, the news media, everybody is telegraphing and propagandizing us to get ready for the contested election, which it's going to be. I mean, they're doing all kind of absurd things. I can't remember which state it was, but I heard on one of the talk shows this week where one state is going to allow, is going to count ballots that come in 3 days after the election. I mean, they've got this thing so many different ways that they're going to try to rig it, and it goes back to the color revolution where no one has any confidence. Who has confidence in the mail system in the United States? So here we are. I would say if you're not a prepper, be one. If you are a prepper, prep more. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In the studio, just to discuss a little more of all the problems that we have in this country. Southern Baptist Convention to rename itself in a nod to Black Lives Matter movement, which, you know, anybody that knows has looked into this. The Southern Baptist Convention stands for absolutely nothing. There's some more proof of it. The Southern Baptist Convention is set to rename itself, with the group's president citing the ongoing Black Lives Matter riot movement as an imperative for change. The group no longer wants to be associated with the South. Why don't you move out of the South? Our Lord Jesus was not a white Southerner, but a brown-skinned Middle Eastern refugee, the organizer's president, J.D. Greer, told the Washington Post. Greer cited the summer's national race riots and unrest following the death of George Floyd. The resolution to adopt a new name passed following a vote of church leaders, although it's unclear how they perceived the name as an insult to the Black Lives Matter movement. Cuck it, plumb out. Super cucks. All right, I've got a clip here I wanted to play quickly. This is Donald Trump. It's about a minute and 5 seconds. It's something he said at one of the recent rallies. Let's play audio six, please, Kim.
Left-wing mobs have torn down statues of our founders, desecrated our memorials, and carried out a campaign of violence and anarchy. Far-left demonstrators have chanted the words, America was never great. The left has launched a vicious and violent assault on law enforcement, the universal symbol of the rule of law in America. These radicals have been aided and abetted by liberal politicians, establishment media, and even large corporations. Whether it is the mob on the street or the cancel culture in the boardroom, the goal is the same, to silence dissent, to scare you out of speaking the truth, and to bully Americans into abandoning their values, their heritage, and their very way of life. We are here today to declare that we will never submit to tyranny.
All right, I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, you can't say that he don't know what's going on. The question may be in everyone's mind the handling of the situation, but I mean, I personally would handle this differently, I believe. With that said, I've got just a couple of stories I want to get in. Then we're going to be taking phone calls. They're really quick. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I get more email about the caller hour. And I think I do a pretty good job in the first hour. I try to put a whole lot of news into it. On Monday, the San Francisco's mayor's office announced the launch of a government program called the Abundant Birth Project, which will give $1,000 per month cash payout to Black and Pacific Islander women for becoming pregnant and having children. Can you believe it? Is that not racist? Is that not racist? The mayor's office stated in a press release that the pilot will provide an unconditional monthly income supplement to approximately 150 Black women in San Francisco.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-4242. 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.